The addictive roguelike game Balatro has become one of the biggest hits of the year, mixing elements of poker and solitaire into a fiendish experience. And now my life is ruined because it's coming to mobile thanks to Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade. And you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Naomi Jackson.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Animal Crossing New Horizons gets a massive update for the Switch next year. Our favourite spinning marsupial Crash Bandicoot could be getting a TV series, and AI shenanigans come to both PUBG publisher Krafton and the open source Doom modding community. Here's the news for Sunday the 2nd of November. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
Animal Crossing is getting a huge update next year, and it's collaborating with a bunch of other games, including Zelda and Lego. It's the biggest update we've had in a while, and the Zelda content looks so good. The Breath of the Wild themed items will include an inactive guardian, which I can't wait to fill my island entirely of, a goddess statue, the Master Sword, Majora's Mask, a Zonai device, outfits, and so much more. These items are available by using Zelda amiibos, but so are new visitors. With the amiibos, you can actually have Tulin and Minoru come to your island, and then you can ask them to stay. BRB, I gotta go figure out who to kick from my island to keep these two here.
You can also use Splatoon amiibos to unlock some super colourful furniture and clothing, as well as allow you to get CC and Vichay to come visit and maybe stay on your island. Lego is making an appearance in the game with some fun new items in the Nook shop. You can get tables, sofas, an arcade game, and even Lego flowers. But that's not all. After helping out at the hotel, you'll unlock the ability to buy old Nintendo products from the new Seaside Hotel shop, including old consoles such as the Game Boy, Super Famicom, and the NES. If you have an online Nintendo subscription, you can play a classic game on each system, which is super cool. It's like a game within a game. There's so much coming to this game, including a Nintendo Switch 2 edition, so make sure you keep an eye out on the Switch and Switch 2 when it arrives on January 15th next year. After the success of Arcane, we've been waiting to see what Netflix will do next, and it looks like it'll be Crash Bandicoot. Reported by What's on Netflix, it looks like it'll be an animated series, and it's quietly been in the works for a bit of time already. We don't know much about who's involved and what the story will be, but it'll be the first time Crash will have his own series. For a period of time, there was a series in development by Amazon and Activision, but it was cancelled, allegedly due to disputes over the script.
Continuing the gaming news for Netflix, it was announced this week that the company was partnering with Dontnod, the team behind Life is Strange. Together, they will be developing a new narrative-focused game based on major IP and developed at Dontnod's Montreal studio. No hints on what it will be yet, but I'm sure we'll find out soon enough. This does, however, come after Boss Fight Entertainment, a Netflix subsidiary and developer of Squid Game Unleashed, closed down. The publisher behind PUBG and Subnautica 2, Krafton, announced this week that it's an AI-first company and plans to place AI at the center of problem-solving. They've earmarked around $69.7 million US dollars, or about $106 million Australian dollars, to invest in a GPU cluster, which will serve as a foundation for accelerating its AI tech that they hope to have up and running by the second half of next year. Another $31 million Australian dollars is being used to train staff to use those AI tools. It's clear a lot of major companies are pushing in this direction, but declaring your company AI first definitely seems like a lot.
That's not the only AI news for this week, as fans are split over AI-generated code being used in GZ Doom. GZ Doom is an open-source Doom port which adds modern graphics, rendering, quality of life additions, and lots of modding features to the original Doom source code. The creator and maintainer of GZ Doom, Christoph Olekers, aka GraphZal, recently admitted that he had been inputting untested AI-generated code into the GZ Doom database. This has caused a split, with many developers uniting behind a new fork called UZ Doom in protest.
One dev in particular said they didn't want to see the GZ Doom legacy die, which is why the best thing for them to do is continue development through a fork, which takes existing open source code and allows developers to build their own version. Developers said it was stolen code that they had no way of verifying if it's compatible with GPL, an open source license with strict rules. But Zal has defended, saying the use of AI-generated snippets was for boilerplate code that aren't used for underlying game features. AI is a tricky conversation in general, but there is a lot of scrutiny when it comes to video games, so we'll see what people's reactions to these are.
Here's something that could have been. Back in the late 90s, the Wachowski sisters, who wrote and directed the Matrix series, apparently asked Konami if Hideo Kojima could make a Matrix game, but sadly it was shot down immediately. Christopher Bergstresser, a former vice president of licensing at Konami Digital Entertainment, in a recent interview with Time Extension, said that the Wachowski sisters were in Japan for the launch of the Matrix films and met with Konami at the time. Apparently they proposed the Matrix game adaptation to Konami's Kazumi Kitue, who pretty much knocked that on the head right away. Kojima was working on Metal Gear Solid 2 at the time, and Kitue wanted to help keep him focused on that.
Kojima himself took to Twitter to say that he met with the Wachowski sisters 3 times over their trip. It was clear that they were fans of each other, but he wasn't ever made aware of their request. He said that he even met with producer Joel Silver, and there was no mention of an offer, and said that even though he was busy with Metal Gear Solid, that if someone told him about the offer, there might have been a way that it could work. With Kojima such a fan of cinema, it's fun to imagine what if. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Out on the 3rd is Devil Jam, a new action roguelite that's all about music and surviving a gig from hell. Well, more like a gig in hell. After signing a cursed contract with the devil, you're dragged to the underworld and forced to perform. Fight off hordes of monsters in this beat-driven combat. That's out on PC on Monday.
The long-awaited Dead Static Drive from Aussie studio Reuben Games is finally here. It's a Lovecraftian-inspired world the developers describe as Grand Theft Cthulhu. You search for your missing parents while travelling through small towns and eerie highways in this nightmarish road trip across 1980s Americana. Dodge monsters, humans, and scavenge what you can in order to survive. Grab the game on PC and Xbox Game Pass when it launches on the 5th.
The next installment of the Hyrule Warriors series is finally here with Hyrule Warriors Age of Imprisonment. Join forces with Zelda, Raru, Minoru, and the rest of the legendary heroes to fight off Demon King Ganondorf's invasion. We got a look at this at PAX Oz and it was awesome. Who knew we needed Zelda running around with a flamethrower? You can play through that epic battle when it lands on Switch 2 on the 6th.
Also out on the 6th is Dino Cop. After dinosaurs were brought back to life, none of them wanted to be a cop, so you were made. Use your investigating skills, magnifying glass, and trusty dino nose to uncover who brought human meat to a dinosaur rights convention. This game looks pretty fun, and you can grab it on PC on Thursday.
That sounds insane.
It sounds so good.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been walked through by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name's Naomi Jackson. Thank you so much for listening.
This week, I want you to head to sifter.com.au and check out the double reviews of Pokemon Legends ZA. Nom, you covered the game itself and how it plays, but Kat took a deep dive into the lack of fashionable choices available in the fashion capital Lumiose. You can find lots of written reviews on our website, sifter.com.au. That address again, sifter.com.au.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Kat John, Kyle Poletto, Adam Christo, and Chris Button. Mitch Lowe is senior producer, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Soldier Dog Sounds for composing the walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.